taking a moment to get settled in, finding a comfortable seated position if you haven't yet, whether that's seated with your feet on the floor, cross-legged, only if that's comfortable for you for the full duration of this practice. Settling into your seat. And let's begin by taking a few gentle breaths. We're going to breathe in a way here that's gentle, that's ease-filled. Breathing down into your body. You don't have to do a deep breath. This invitation to breathe into your body for most of us. This means dropping down out of our heads, down into your chest, into your belly, and into your whole body. Slow, full, ease-filled, whole body breaths. This is what we're going for. As you get settled in. So, taking a nice full, slow inhale, really inviting in the slowing down the pace, filling your whole body, feeling into the three-dimensional expansion of your rib cage and of your abdomen, breathing deep all the way down to your root. Your whole body. So at the top of your inhale, you don't feel any strain, but you do feel full all the way from your root and your pelvic floor to the top of your chest, your clavicles, your collarbones at the top of your rib cage. And when you reach that point, feeling full but not straining at the top of your inhale, letting your inhale turn over naturally into your exhale. Same idea here, nice full exhales. Long, full exhales. Letting all of the breath out of your body without pushing, without forcing. Then again, when you reach that point at the bottom of your exhale, where it feels like you have expelled all of the air out of your body without strain, letting your exhale turn naturally over into your inhale. Beginning again. So, what we're going to do here is take several breaths like this, inhaling fully, exhaling completely, aiming to make the length of your inhale and exhale take up about the same time. I'm not going to do any counting for you. I don't want that to enter into this space. But I do invite you to hold this intention of letting your inhale be about the same length as your exhale. Inhaling fully, exhaling completely. Nice full inhales. Nice full exhales. Let this be ease-filled. No pushing, no straining, no forcing. Simply allowing your whole body from your root at the base of your pelvic floor. Up to the top of your chest, maybe even up into your head, to be filled with breath. Inhaling fully. Exhaling completely. We're taking our time here. We're taking our time to get centered, to ground into our bodies, and to begin to align within self. Beginning to align within self all the way down from your root, the base of your pelvic floor, the base of your tailbone, all the way up through your body, along your spine, up to the top of your chest, coming up through your heart, to the top of your chest, your collarbones, the back of your neck, and up into your skull. As you continue the breath pattern that we started in the beginning of this practice, continuing that breath pattern, full ease-filled breath, letting your breath fill your whole body, letting your exhale release this breath. As you're starting to attune to the whole of your channel from your base up through your body, up through your neck, into your skull, your head, your face, now all the way up to the top of your head. Breathing your whole body, filling your whole body with breath. So now what we're going to do is really start to shift into our formal practice. Everything here has been warm up, getting us settled, getting us centered, getting us attuned. Getting you settled, getting you centered, getting you attuned to your whole body, your whole energetic system from base to crown. This light, gentle, yet powerful attunement. Now, from here, what we're going to do is start to bring more intention, more consciousness, which means your attention in your body, connected to your breath. And as we do this, what we're going to be doing is some further attunement in your body as you're bringing your body, your energetics, into alignment. So, beginning from your base, your foundation, your root, breathing down into your root, breathing into that connection point where your seat connects to the physical surface holding you, bringing attention to your pelvic floor, your tailbone, your root. In a way that feels ease-filled, this light connection, continuing those deep, continuing those full, ease-filled, gentle breaths. Nice full inhale, letting it roll on over into your exhale. When you're ready, what we're going to do here on your next inhale, you begin your next inhale, taking a nice full inhale as you start to bring your attention up from your root, up through your body. So maybe you travel along your spine. Maybe you find some other avenue to travel up through your body. It's a nice full inhale, that same full inhale at that same pace, at that same pace that you established earlier. Nice, slow, full inhale as you rise up all the way through your body. And as you rise up through your body on your inhale, when you find that point, when your inhale starts to turn naturally over into your exhale, letting it do so, can no forcing, no straining here. As you allow your attention with your exhale to begin to drop back down. So, dropping down through your body, following that same avenue you took to rise up, coming back to your base, your foundation, your root, your seat, and connection to the chair beneath you. Inhaling once again, fully, slowly. Inhaling once again, slowly. So you bring your attention, your awareness back up through your body. Letting it rise up through your body. And again, when you start to run out of breath, your inhale starts to come to the top. Letting go of this rising. Letting your breath roll over into your exhale. And exhaling, dropping down through your body. And we're going to do this a few times. And consider those a few practice rounds. But doing this now for a few times on your own. Not letting my words, my cues set any sort of pace for you. But letting your breath be your guide. Inhaling fully. With that pace you set for yourself earlier, up through your body, exhaling to lower back down to your root. And as you do this, simply noticing, you're going to notice a few things here. First, of course, as always, noticing the feelings, the sensations alive in your body as you do this practice. Is there anything coming online, awaking, coming to life for you to take note of? Any feeling, any sensation, anything else? Second, noticing as you start to reach the top of your inhale, where in your body are you landing? Perhaps you're making it all the way up through your body to the top of your head. Maybe you've only been making it up to your abdomen. Maybe you've been making it up to your heart space or your throat. Maybe you've been landing in the same place in your body every time. Maybe you've been landing in different places. Simply taking note as you come to the top of your next inhale, let your breath turn over to your exhale. Where in your body are you? Is there anything in particular that's here? And the sensation and the feeling and the intuitive knowing? Anything here? We're going to take a few more breaths, just like this. Inhaling with that same rhythm you've already established. Rising up in your body, however far you go. Letting your inhale turn naturally over into your exhale. And releasing, dropping back down from here. And what we're gonna do is start to shift into one more piece. What we're gonna do now is really hold space, hold the intention to breathe your full channel. So what this is probably gonna look like is speeding up, not your breath, keeping that same breath pattern, but speeding up that pace at which you're moving up through your body, such that at the top of your crown, the top of your head, you reach that full top of your inhale. So that as you turn over into your exhale, you reach the top of your crown and can drop back down through your body. So breathing your whole body, breathing your whole channel. From base to crown, from your root to the top of your head, breathing that same slow, ease-filled breath all the way from your root up through your body to the top of your head, exhaling to guide you back down again. And as you take these breaths, once again, bringing awareness, what does this feel like in your body? What experiences are you having? Perhaps you notice particular areas in your body that light up, that feel good. There's a particularly lovely energy there. Perhaps you sense those areas in your body that are a little bit crunchier. It's more challenging to bring your attention through the space, or perhaps you jump over them, this area in your body completely. Being in a state of non-judgment here, you are simply noticing as you continue this breath pattern. Breathing from base to crown, from crown to base. Inhaling and exhaling. Now you're welcome to stay with this practice as long as you'd like. You can hit that pause button and keep this meditation, this embodiment practice going. I'm going to start to close us down and I want to end this practice with a few words. So when you're ready, letting go of the practice, really coming into self, your whole body. We've done a whole lot of practice here to attune to your whole body, your whole channel. When you're ready to close the practice, really coming back into center. Where in your body do you find center? And as you find center, feeling back into that physical connection with the chair, with the floor beneath you, orienting yourself in the room you are in, taking your time to come out of this, right, energetic practice into the physical world you are in. As you continue to come back, I'm going to share some words. Most of this guided practice today has been instructional. It's about getting you to the place where you can really be in the whole practice. What I invite you to do is don't just do this once, but now that you know it, maybe you go back through the whole recording. Now that you already know how to do it, it will be a very different experience. You'll get a deeper, richer experience. I know you will, because you won't be listening so much to the instruction, but you'll be able to dive straight into the practice. Maybe you do this on your own, and I do highly recommend you do this on your own. Do it while seated in quiet, just like we did here in this practice, but also take it with you. Take it with you as you go into wherever you practice. Maybe that's yoga, maybe that's qigong, maybe that's your walk in nature. do this with you in your embodiment practice. Attune to your channel as you are in practice. Then, like we always do here, take this with you while you are out in life, while you're at the grocery store, while you're parenting, while you're cooking dinner, while you're working at, while you're at work. Bring this into the playground that is life and see what arises for you. Lastly, what I want to do is at last really try to put words to what we're doing here. What this practice is an alignment practice. It's also an attunement practice. It's attuning to your whole body, your whole channel, for what it is, for what is already present. As with every embodiment practice we do, we are always attuning to what already is. Once we are aware, consciously in tune to what is, from this space, we can invite in the shift, the change, the healing, the growth. What we're doing in this practice is doing this very subtly. We're not intentionally calling in any healing, any shadow work, any growth, any change. But what we are doing is holding space as your whole body, as your whole being, for anything that you are ready for. We did this consciously through your conscious noticing, but we also did this subconsciously because anytime we do embodiment work, there is so much more happening that is beyond your conscious awareness. So know that in this practice, you may have consciously picked up on areas in your body that you can go do some work. Maybe there were some crunchy spaces, some shadowy spaces. You might want to do some deeper work there. Maybe there were some lovely places in your body and you want to go sit in those spaces and soak in the joy, the nourishment, the juice that's already there. Maybe expand it into more of yourself. As always, I like to think of embodiment work as a playground. There are endless opportunities for ways we can work within self. You can use this practice as a way of settling into self, of attuning into self, and of attuning into self in a way that you are bringing all parts of self into alignment. So we're going to close with this last piece. Our main theme here, this alignment piece. In this practice, what you are doing is to bring your whole body, your whole energetic being into alignment. As you breathe your whole channel, you are bringing your whole channel into alignment. And those parts of self that are out of alignment, this practice is going to help you to bring those parts of self into alignment. Again, you may have gotten conscious pings for work you can do that. But know that this is also working subconsciously. There's, in a lot of ways, nothing else you need to do. Let the practice work its magic. It's already happening in your body. Last thing before we close, loves, take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your energetics, eat good, nourishing, fresh food, drink lots of water with minerals, move your body, find the rest that you need. Thank you so much for being with me in this practice today.